Measuring yourself is easy in some respects, like your age, your height, your weight, but not so easy in others, like your character, your integrity, even your maturity. But those are the real measurements we should be focusing on. Your quantitative info doesn't define who you are, it's your qualitative info that does. But growth doesn't just happen. It takes intentional accountability on your part. So welcome to The Measuring Post, a place where we can learn and grow together. Hello and welcome to another episode of The Measuring Post, the podcast that explores the deeper nuances of self-improvement and personal growth. I'm your host, Joe Massa, and today we're going to discuss the importance of being kind to yourself. We live in a world that constantly bombards us with unrealistic expectations. It also judges us harshly by what we wear, how we look, who our friends are, what type of car we drive. And these judgments can weigh heavy on us, so it's really important to find ways to nurture ourselves both emotionally and mentally, because your mental health is kind of a big deal, especially in today's social media-fueled world where it seems like everyone around you is perfect. That can make it really easy to feel bad about yourself and to think negatively about yourself. So today's quote comes from somebody that I really admire. He's one of the greatest martial artists ever, and he was also a fantastic philosopher, the late great Bruce Lee. And I quote, "Don't speak negatively about yourself, even as a joke. Your body doesn't know the difference. Words are energy and they cast spells. That's why it's called spelling. Change the way you speak about yourself and you can change your life." It's a really powerful quote from a really amazing man, so I want you to take a second and really let that sink into your mind. And I want you to ask yourself, are you the type of person that tends to think negatively about yourself? Do you wake up in the morning and look in the mirror and you don't like what you see? You don't like your job? You don't like the person that you've become? And you have a lot of really heavy thoughts and emotions going on inside your head? Now, if that does explain you, don't feel bad. That's what this whole episode is about. It's also important to remember that you're not the only one that feels that way. There's millions of people that have the same type of feelings and thoughts, and that's really contributing to the major mental health crisis currently going on in the world. Your words are really powerful and they can impact your well-being. If you're constantly telling yourself that you're not good enough, your subconscious mind is going to start to believe that. More importantly, this belief then grows and can actually turn into a reality in your day-to-day life and hold you back from reaching your true potential. It's essential to pay attention to the words you use when you refer to yourself. Practice a little self-compassion. I know that's not easy to do because we tend to be our biggest critics. But I promise you, if you remove the negative self-talk and replace it with positive affirmations, you're going to see positive changes in your life. And even more crucially, it can improve your mental health. Doesn't matter if you're in the best physical shape of your life, if your mind's not healthy, nothing in your life is going to work out. Self-compassion involves treating yourself with the same kindness, care, and understanding that you would give to a family member or one of your closest friends. Also, don't set yourself up for failure by giving yourself unrealistic expectations that you'll never achieve. And then on top of it, getting mad at yourself when you don't achieve those unrealistic expectations. Now, I know that being kind to yourself is easier said than done. And like anything worth doing, this will definitely take some time and practice. But here's a few practical tips on ways to cultivate kindness towards yourself. Number one, practice your mindfulness. Take a few minutes each day, sit quietly somewhere, focus on your breathing, and allow your thoughts and emotions to come and go without any judgment. Don't have any predetermined ideas of what you're supposed to feel or think. Just let your mind, your body, and your soul meld into one and see where it takes you. These quiet moments of inner reflection are really great for your mental health. Number two, develop a self-compassion mantra. Choose a phrase that resonates with you and repeat it to yourself during moments of self-doubt or stress. This could be something as simple as saying, "I'm doing my best," or "I'm worthy of love and kindness." Repeat this to yourself every single day. That's a simple example of how to replace some of that negative talk with positive affirmations. Number three, make your self-care a priority. Ensure that you're taking care of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally. This includes things like regular exercise, eating healthy, practicing good hygiene, having good sleep habits, and engaging in activities that bring you joy and relaxation. Number four, surround yourself with positivity. Be mindful of the people you spend time with and the media that you consume. Surround yourself with individuals who uplift and support you, and avoid environments that perpetuate negativity or self-doubt. Lastly, if it helps you, keep a gratitude journal. By focusing on the positives in your life and the things that you're grateful for, you'll develop a more optimistic outlook and a deeper appreciation for yourself. Just be mindful of the way that you think about yourself and remember that it's okay to accept yourself the way you are and approach each day with an open heart, an open mind, and a positive attitude. All too often, we're really hard on ourselves. We have these unrealistic expectations, and the guilt and unhappiness we can feel towards ourselves can really be overwhelming. But remember, we're not made to be perfect, and every day is a new chance to be better and to treat yourself better. Follow Bruce Lee's example and change the way you speak about yourself and change your life. Practice some self-compassion, be kind to yourself, and if you do that, you're going to create an environment where you can truly thrive. So today's challenge, take a day this week and do something nice for yourself. Now, I know that can be difficult, especially if you have children at home, but make a little time for yourself. You deserve it. Go get a massage or a manicure and pedicure. Go watch a movie by yourself or take yourself out to a nice fancy lunch. Go alone, recharge, reflect, and rejuvenate. Remember that in the end, you are your biggest ally, so you need to take care of yourself. You're a really amazing person, so be kind to yourself. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Measuring Post. If you enjoyed today's episode, connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. You can also sign up for the newsletter on the website. Until next time, remember to be kind to yourself, keep on growing, and keep on measuring. This is Joe Massa, signing off.